This is Mornings with Matt, taking you through the top news of the weekend and getting you ready for the week ahead.
Good morning and happy Monday. Welcome to another edition of Mornings with Matt, a Foul Ball Area production designed to bring you up to speed on all the baseball news that you need to know. Start off with a breaking news story in The Athletic. An investigative report from Enoceris reveals that nearly every Major League Baseball pitcher is cheating. Saris put out an article this morning detailing how almost every MLB pitcher is using some sort of substance to increase grip. He spoke with nearly 20 MLB hitters, pitchers, and coaches over the past month. The median answer said that 3/4 of pitchers were cheating, but 5 respondents said that the number was closer to 100% of pitchers using some sort of illegal substance in Major League Baseball. Some of the substances pitchers are using include rosin, pine tar, CBD oil, shaving cream, Sprite, and Pepsi. Pitchers who use a foreign substance to increase grip are in violation of MLB Rule 6.02, which bans the use of any foreign substance by pitchers. However, it has shown to be effective for pitchers to use some sort of grip-increasing substance. If you look at these numbers from The Athletic, you see that spin rate on fastballs has increased over recent years, which could be a contributor to the increase in strikeouts over recent seasons as well. MLB Awards Week kicks off tonight with the Rookies of the Year announcement. In the American League, the nominees are Kyle Lewis, Christian Javier, and Luis Robert. While Lewis is seen as the favorite to win the award, I like Robert's chances. I picked him at the beginning of the season to win American League Rookie of the Year, so it's pretty cool to see him come this far and have a shot at winning the award. Robert batted .233 with 11 home runs and 31 RBIs this season, while Lewis, who played for the Mariners, batted .262 with 11 home runs and 37 RBIs. The National League nominees are Alec Bohm of the Philadelphia Phillies, Jake Cronenworth of the Padres, and Devin Williams of the Milwaukee Brewers. Bohm is a slight favorite to win the award, but it could very easily go to either of the other finalists as well. Bohm had a breakout season in Philadelphia this year, hitting .338, and although he only hit 4 home runs, he posted a .400 on-base percentage this season. Awards Week continues tomorrow night with the announcement of the Managers of the Year. And finally, we will end today's video with some hot stove news, as USA Today's Bob Nightingale reports that Francisco Lindor will be in another uniform by opening day of next year. The Cleveland Indians are trying to trade their star shortstop, who has 1 year left on his contract, and they're trying to get some return for him instead of letting him walk in free agency next offseason. The Boston Red Sox have reached out to center fielder Jackie Bradley Jr. about returning to the team. Bradley's a free agent this year, but the Red Sox are not the only team that are interested in the former All-Star. The Houston Astros also have some interest in Bradley. They're set to lose center fielder George Springer in free agency this offseason, but it's very possible that the two players could just end up switching places, with Springer coming to Boston and Bradley signing with the Astros. That's all I've got for today's Mornings with Matt. Thank you all for tuning in this morning. I hope you'll tune in again on Wednesday as Trey Lyle joins me for our regular Wednesday episode of Foul Ball Area.